Jubilee, a celebration of music in Kentucky.
Tonight, from Summer Sport Park in Somerset, Kentucky, and the Master Musicians Festival, the sounds of legendary fiddler Vassar Clemons and the Little Big Band.
Swing on the fiddle. Steel wasn't made to grasp the metal. Pianos and guitars were meant to play rhythm, and there's no such thing as hillbilly jazz.
Kind of in the family because, well, my father died when I was about 4.5 years old or 5. And he played guitar and organ and piano, but he was working for the railroad. And he'd just play square dances and stuff like that. Well, when we moved to Kissimmee and years later and my mother got married again, my stepfather went to a used furniture store and came back with a guitar and a fiddle. And it had to be terrible things then, you know. I mean, I can't even remember. But they had to have them old steel strings on them, like Bell Brand or Eagle Brand or something like that, to cut your finger when you tried to play. But I don't know. It's just a hard thing to say. It's something I think that's born in you. Or it was me, because I don't read music in... I just go by feeling or kind of what I hear. So in the bad way, you have to think all the time. I hate to do that. Talking about the choice that I made between fiddle and guitar, I started trying to play them about the same time. And there was something about the fiddle that would always draw me to it. It seems like I was learning more on the guitar and I couldn't learn anything on the fiddle. And it became more of a challenge because, well, for one thing, I didn't have a teacher and I had to figure out everything myself. I didn't even know that you had to have rosin on the bow to make the string sound. And I didn't know how to tune it. And, you know, I could listen to the Grand Ole Opry for about 30 minutes on Saturday night because we had a battery radio, and those batteries wouldn't last very long. And so my pick was Bill Monroe. And Chubby Wise was playing fiddle with him then, and I thought that was the prettiest thing I ever heard. And so I tried to copy. You know how a kid is, he can retain things a lot better than when you get older. And I would remember these things that he would play a little bit along and along. And I'd just have to go out and just, like, da, da, da. First, I had to learn to move the bow, you know, to where it wouldn't scratch and make such a noise. And that took forever to do that. And then I'd start trying to pick out these little tunes. And so that's the beginning of the starting of the bluegrass thing.
Here's one goes back to the Bob Wills days.
If you've ever seen that old Mississippi, queen of the Delta land, you'll understand why I've got the blues for Dixie. If you've ever been down in Tennessee when those old cotton fields are white in the pale moonlight, then you've had the blues for Dixie. If you've seen the glamour of the Alabama moon shining in the sky, if you've got a baby down in Tennessee, maybe you'll know the reason why. I'm gonna be blue till I'm on that old choo-choo heading down south again. There goes that train that's leaving me blue for Dixie.
Then later on, quite a few years, I got the job with Bill Monroe. I lucked up on that. And Bill taught me an awful lot as far as when it comes to bluegrass. I probably learned everything I knew from his having all these fiddle players with him, especially Chubby. And so after Chubby, then I went with him. I think Benny went with him for a while, but... I'd say pretty quick after Chubby left, I went with him.
This is a tune I wrote, I don't know.
Last week.
Yeah, a long time ago. It's called Windjammer.
Mm-hmm.
I played with Bill off and on when he would need some help, and I think the last recording I did with him was in 64, I'm not sure. And then with Jim and Jesse and most of the bluegrass people I had played with, you know, or either recorded with or something. And then John Hartford, went with him, and that opened things up for a different audience. It was mostly college kids, mm-hmm. and that was a real different thing.
How did that change your plan?
Well, they listen to what you're doing. I mean, you could hear a pin drop in there when you're playing, and that kind of scares you because you don't want to make any mistakes, and I never was used to that. And a lot of times, they'd just leave me out there playing by myself.
Oh, boy.
And I didn't like that, you know, but if I ever get out there, I'm going to stay, you know, do what I have to do.
Big steel ballrooms and nickels on a dime. Call me on the phone. I'll meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayer. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us. And we're near there. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight. Setting of the sun, when the ocean is howling, one of the things that might help him, but at last good morning sunrise, people will be the brightest you ever seen. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight, in the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight. Good night.
the sun. Well, the ocean is howling for the things that might have been. But at last good morning sunrise, baby, will be the brightest you've ever seen. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight.
And then Earl Scruggs had a lot to do with it, with calling me in for the Dirt Band, for the Will the Circle Be Unbroken. And then I toured with the Scruggs Review, Earl Scruggs Review. And that was a lot of fun. And during, right around that time, I did, they called about Olin and the Way. And I'd never met any of those boys until we, I went to Boston, flew to Boston. And I think we rehearsed one night and started playing the next night. And so this goes on for quite a while. I don't know how many months, years, or what, but and in the meantime, I got to do, luckily, a few tunes with the Grateful Dead on the Wake of the Flood album, I think it was. And then it went on, when you get in that vein, you know, then you hear of a lot of rock people, and you get to play with them, and it just kind of boomeranged from one thing to the other. And you don't know that it's going to happen. It just happens. And just be ready for the challenge and want to do it, you know. Because any kind of music you can play is going to help you. You can always use it in what you do.
We'll be right back.
never learned. See, when I start, that's the thing I'm talking about. When I taught myself, I didn't have anybody to go by. Mm-hmm. So a long time ago, well, a while back, I thought maybe it's a bad thing to teach yourself. But now I feel like maybe it was meant to be to do that, because I've got an identity of, it seems like people knows when they hear it, who it is. And that's not bragging from any point. It's just that's the only way I know right now how to play.
Thank you. there new things for you to discover on the fiddle? Are you trying?
Oh, every day. Every day there's new things to discover on the fiddle. It's a never-ending thing. Like any job you do that you see no end to it. Mm-hmm. It's like if I had a job, like I used to work for the railroad, I know how far I could go. I don't care if I was the president of the company. That's as far as I could go. Mm-hmm. But on the fiddle and music, you don't see no light there. I mean, there's no end to it. Mm-hmm. There's no end. You can keep going in three lifetimes and you'd never know it all. And so it's where the tune, wherever the melody or the tune that we do, wherever it takes us, it doesn't matter what kind of music it is.
We'll be right back. went to town to see my cousin. Plays guitar, sounds like a cheese song. In the crowd, I see Mom and Dad, and I said, hey, they are. All you can eat, baby, it's $1.99. I'll so sweet is the fattest in the land, but baby, $1 worth was a full. So very much for coming to see us and to having us up here. It's so nice to be up in Kentucky on a beautiful, beautiful evening. Bob Bowers on the saxophone. Chris Munson on the drums. Getting jiggy with it. BZ, Mr. Brian's on the bass guitar. He loves that. Mr. Homeboy, Lee Owen, on the eclectic guitar. I'm Fred Bogart on this stuff, and ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Vassar Clemens.
Thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed it half as much as we have. Stick around, I'm sure there's more to come. In fact, I know there is, isn't it?
Yeah,
right. Might be all night. Thanks once again. We appreciate it very much.
You know, cool is a rule, but sometimes. Cool is a rule, but sometimes that is that. Hey! Cool is a rule, but sometimes. Cool is a rule, but sometimes that is that. Cool is a rule, but sometimes.